This is a 4Sevens Network podcast.
4Sevens.com.
Two boots and a baby.
Hey, Heather.
Yeah?
What number is after 9 but before 11?
After 9 but before 11.
It's episode 10! That's right, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
It's Dave Delaney here.
And Heather from Two Boobs and a Baby.
And this is Two Boobs and a Baby, and so you're in the right place.
Okay, you're repeating yourself now.
I've gone a little crazy. Obviously, the Guinness still talking from St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes.
So we were a little late on this episode, weren't we?
Yeah, wow. Well,
time sure flies between episodes, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. It's been about a week and a half, so that's okay.
Yeah, lots of stuff has been happening.
Oh. Am I boring you?
Sorry.
Dave's yawning on us.
Sorry.
You know, it's 9 o'clock at night, and that's, you know, getting close to our bedtime now.
I know.
I was talking the other day to somebody about how we wouldn't even, like in college, we wouldn't even start to go out until 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's when you would go out. It's like 11.
We wouldn't go out to like
1. Now I'm like, okay, it's 9:30. It's starting to wind down.
Yeah. Sam's asleep.
10 o'clock is bedtime. That is so sad.
I know. What does our lives come to?
But we were talking to friends the other night, and it was a ray of hope because they were saying, just think, you know, and I don't remember how many years they said, but 10 years or so, we can all
like
start going out again.
You know? Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Great. And I'll have one drink and be on the floor, probably.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We were kind of laughing because Friday was St. Patrick's Day, and we were just kind of thinking back about a few St. Patrick's Days ago back in Ireland. And
yeah, if you saw the website, I wrote a little thingy bobber about it.
It was definitely crazy times. It was actually the only time Dave and I have ever danced with each other.
Yeah, we didn't even dance at our wedding because we knew we'd probably end up hurting each other. So
yeah, well, first of all, neither one of us have any rhythm whatsoever.
No.
None.
No.
But we had enough, you know, liquid courage in us that St. Patrick's Day that we thought we had the moves.
And we moved.
Yes, we did.
Right.
Needless
slap,
to say,
Dave in the middle of the dance floor.
Dave was picking me up for some reason. I guess we were doing spins. I don't know what we were doing.
I was trying to do something. Somebody had the spins anyway.
But dropped me and slammed me down on the ground.
Yeah.
And I think he fell on top of me.
I believe I did. I believe there was bruising involved as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot of bruising.
So, green bruises for St. Patrick's Day.
That was the last time Dave and I, first and last time we've ever danced together, which, good times.
We learned a valuable lesson that time. I'm more used to, like, dancing would be, like, going to, like, punk rock shows and being on the, like, slamming and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not so much, not that I was slamming you by any means, but.
Is that what you were doing?
No, that's not what I was doing. But,
no, we had a fun St. Patrick's Day. We went over to some friend's house and had dinner and drinks and just really hung out and had some good laughs, so it was fun.
Yeah, it was nice, and I got some tins of Guinness in me, which was good, because I really thought I was going to go, like, completely sober St. Patrick's Day. I didn't expect us going out or anything, so.
Yeah, but we had a conversation about how, you know, we're in a different phase of our life now, and it's a good phase. I mean, yeah, of course, sometimes you miss, like, going out and the wilder times of your life, but man, I would not take this back for the world.
No way. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But if I sound a little funny, I'm sorry, because we just got finished watching Prison Break.
Were you going to say Pigeon Break?
Pigeon Break. Prison Break, where I didn't just cry, I bawled crying. Like,
you're bawling, man.
Where you start making the noises. I know he's not going to get killed. I know he's not. I mean, then the show would just be over. Yet it was just so sad.
I don't know. You're a sucker for that stuff.
Monday nights are going to just be so emotionally draining because you have Prison Break, which keeps you on the edge, like you're about to die.
Yeah.
And then
you got to record Two Boobs and a Baby, which is pretty suspenseful
pretty wacky.
And crazy.
But then there's 24 where you think you're going to flip by the end.
I've got Heather hooked to these shows now.
I have no nails whatsoever by the end of these two shows. These are the only two shows we watch all week.
It's the only good TV night. Yeah. Now. Well, that and The Daily Show and Colbert Report.
Yeah. But anyway,
we watch that every day, but we record it, so.
So what's been happening, Dave?
Well, big news, if you've been on the website, DaveMadeThis.com, which will be changing soon, and I will let you know more about that when it happens. But DaveMadeThis.com/2boobsandababy, or no, just 2 boobs, sorry. Basically a big-time Canadian broadcaster named Todd Maffin, who is from the CBC and is just a guru as far as Canadian podcasting and Canadian radio and broadcasting and media, all of that into one. He approached us and wanted to see if we wanted to join their, it's like a small collective of Canadian podcasts called 4-7s, and yeah.
Yeah, so we joined up with them, and you can reach their website through ours, right? We have a link on there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's sort of a neat little collective of Canadian podcasts, and Mark and Bob are involved from the Canadian Podcast Buffet, and it's a very neat thing. So it's we've just sort of joined, so we're new, but
we're newbies.
So but yeah, lots of excitement there. Yes. And there's a lot of great other shows as well that you can check out from our site. So drop by.
Speaking of new and exciting things, in the last, I'd say, 10 days since we did the last podcast, it's like Sam has done so many new things. It's crazy. It's almost...
He's already at college. No, we can't afford college for him.
It's factory for you, kid.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. No, I'm just kidding. A lot of new things have happened. The other day, when was that? Saturday, he was up here playing, and I let Dave sleep in, and we kind of take turns. One day on the weekend I sleep in, and one day he sleeps in. And so Sam wanted this toy behind him, and he reached, and all of a sudden, like, legs went up, went over to the side, and he flipped over on his stomach.
I can't believe I missed that, man.
This is the first time he's rolled over.
And, on his own.
He was so chuffed with himself. Like, I made a big deal out of it and just, you know, clapping.
Well, we've been practicing so much, and I've been dying to see him do it.
Which I don't know why we're doing that. Why do we want the baby mobile?
Yeah, we don't want him mobile. That means we have to buy more stuff to, like, lock down
safeguard the house, clean. We need to start cleaning if he gets mobile.
Yeah, that too. And thank you everybody for your suggestions on how to baby proof our house or apartment.
Great suggestions. So
yeah, if you have more suggestions, please drop by our website and drop by the forum, and you can let us know for sure.
Yeah, so I think we have a little bit of time before that, but that was really exciting, and I think he kind of was freaked at first, but then, you know, I was all like,
yeah, he's like, whoa, what's
cheering that? Him on and stuff, and he got this huge grin on his face, like, yeah, I did it. It was me.
Sort of like when he poops. Yeah. He has that look, too.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But what else is he doing new?
Oh.
We introduced cereal.
Yes. I have pictures to prove it. I'll post those on the site, too. They're pretty amusing.
So Sam is almost 5 months. He's about a week shy of being five months. And he seems to have been really hungry. My doctor said to try to wait till 5 months, but he's seems really hungry. So
we normally give him 6 ounces of formula, and then we've been giving him 8 at night before bed, and the other night I gave him 10.
Yeah.
And he was...
Sucked it back. Probably shouldn't have done that. But
probably
shouldn't
have done that. Yeah, but we... But anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's our little experiment.
Yeah. Child services, I hope you're not listening.
No, but... So the first night... He was just having none of it.
He was spinning it up.
We stripped him down into just his diaper and put him in his little bumbo chair up on the table. And
yeah.
I don't think anything actually got in his mouth.
No, we got food in his nose.
In his nose, yeah. All over his face.
Yeah, on the table.
Yeah.
On his leg.
But he looked almost offended by it.
Yeah, he wasn't too pleased.
He was not pleased at all.
I'm like, dude, oh man, you're just think of it. You're that much closer to pizza and burgers.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go through all these little tiny baby steps to get to it. So
no pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended. So the second night went okay. I think he probably got one or two spoonfuls in his mouth.
Yeah.
And tonight he got a little bit more.
A little bit. But he's still not too pleased about the whole
situation.
He's not
too pleased about the whole situation at all.
No.
And you know what? Like, speaking of this whole feeding him cereal and all this, I was really surprised. I thought that, like, your pediatrician, and maybe most pediatricians do this. My doctor, or Sam's doctor's, is really good, but she gave me no instructions whatsoever about feeding Sam.
Oh.
And so yeah. She just said feed him cereal at 5 months. And it was just through talking to other moms that I found out it's rice cereal that you started out
with. Yeah, because we were trying Cocoa Krispies, and they weren't. No, I'm just kidding.
I did have this thought that...
Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious some.
For
St. Patrick's Day. Go on.
I go on. But I did have this thought that, like, if I'd asked you to pick up the cereal, you know, from the grocery store,
I could just
see you coming in with, yeah, like Lucky Charms or Rice Krispies or something like that. But
I probably would have too. Cocoa Krispies.
So, yeah, the whole feeding is really just ambiguous. Like, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to it. So, if you're out there and you had a system that worked, like, I know you have to introduce foods one at a time for allergies.
Yeah.
But it's like...
I mean, it's kind of like you stick a tiny little spoon to his mouth and hope you get stuff in.
Well, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she did tell me that wheat cereal is the last one to feed him. Because
right.
I think that has more chances of them having an allergy to it.
Right.
So, anyway, so if you have any suggestions about feeding and, like, the whole...
If you have any, yeah, anything.
What worked for you, please, yeah.
Email. You can email us at twoboobs@davemadethis.com or
go on the forum or?
Yeah, go on the forum, please, and post some messages. Let us know. That forum's on there for you guys, too, so, yeah, use it.
Yeah. And
we'd love to see it, so.
The last new thing that he's done, this happened last night, I'm telling you, I'm still emotionally distraught from prison break. I can't speak.
He didn't even get killed.
I know, but it was just sad.
Oh.
But Sam slept through the night.
That was freaky.
And I think I mentioned this before how I was frustrated because it seems like everybody has their own definition of slept through the night. You know, like, my baby slept through the night at 2 days old.
Well,
that's not possible. But my definition of sleep through the night is, you know, 12 hours. If you put them down at 7, they don't wake up to 7.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been waiting for. And he finally did it last night.
And we just woke up, like, tons of times.
Yeah, of course, we didn't sleep through the night because
no,
it was
we
like...
were like, yeah, that was pretty bad last night. It was a bad night for us last night.
It was a bad night for us, but Sam got his beauty sleep, definitely.
I think he just made a noise and then, like, Heather would ask me to get up and go look at him and check him. And I was grumpy and didn't want to go check him.
Dave and I have... major debates. I'm going to call them debates.
Debates.
Not fights, debates in the middle of the night.
He did debates.
About who's going to get up.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I always get up during the week, but there's some nights I'm just like...
Not always.
I do to feed him. I always get up.
Yeah.
There's been like one or two nights, that's what I was about to say. One or two nights that I'm just like, I can't do it. And that's when I am negotiating hard with Dave. I'm like, you do it now, take the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Big time wagers come into effect, I guess.
So
we got up. I got up 3 times, I think.
Last night?
At 2, yeah, I got up because it was kind of whimpering.
I got up too. Remember, I got up and went in to check on him because I was going to feed him in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's just like, I didn't think I was going to be this typical paranoid person, but I actually did it. I got up at 6 this morning and went and made sure he was breathing because I was like, I haven't heard from him in a really long time. But yeah, he was just... quiet and content and sleeping through the night. So hopefully this is a new thing.
I'm surprised I wasn't up checking if he's breathing.
Yeah, that is more your character than mine.
Yeah, I feel like my dad's like constantly teasing me about being overcautious. And I guess I am a little bit, but
you're the worrier in the couple, which is good.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm too lax sometimes.
Oh yeah.
So we balance each other well.
We do.
Yeah. So that's all the fun and exciting things that Sam's been doing. He's been a busy little guy the last 10 days. But what else, Dave?
We got him new toys.
Yeah. You know, he seemed to be getting bored, and I don't remember who it was, but it was like, he's got so many toys, but all of his toys were, you know, birth to 3 months or something.
Months,
they were just like little toys, and nothing was challenging him. I don't know, can you be challenged at that age? But I wanted to get stuff that would let him use his little motor skills better and, you know, as he grows, more age appropriate. But I tell you, toys are expensive.
Toys are so expensive. Yeah, and we're not in any way supposed to be spending money right now.
Yeah,
And if you are a toy manufacturer, I might as well put this out there, that if you are interested in, getting Sam to test your toys, send them to us.
Yeah, we'll let Sam test your toys for free.
Yeah,
sure,
no problem. No problem.
But, yeah, I got
nothing shameless about that.
I got him some good toys.
Picked out some really good ones.
Yeah.
I'm glad you actually went without me, because I would have picked out other things.
Well, like G.I. Joe Man and stuff.
Yeah, or water guns.
Yeah. What else?
What else has been going on? What else has been going on with you?
Oh, last weekend was really nice.
Your big weekend.
Yeah. So Friday, Dave's dad and Gail kept Sam for the day. I drove up to their house, and they kept Sam for the day. And at Christmas time, they gave me a gift certificate.
They live near like a resort. Not a resort, but like, well, sort
like an
of
inn.
Like an
a big
inn.
Inn.
Like an inn, yeah. A big inn.
A big inn.
A big inn. Sorry. I'm getting lethargic now.
And at Christmas, my Christmas present was a massage and a pedicure and a mini facial.
A petticoat?
A mini facial.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
I can't even pretend that was.
Do you know what a petticoat is?
Yeah, it's like one of those little English coats or something.
Careful, my mother's English.
Just because it's a coat.
I can't believe you're putting down my family.
Anyways, what was I saying? You get
something
me off track.
Something about petticoats? No, you're talking about a mini pedicure or a mini... What?
You don't listen to me.
You're getting a facial and a mini petticoat.
Oh no.
For Sam. A petticoat for Sam.
Oh, this has gone way off somewhere.
Okay, you went and
I redeemed my gift certificates for all those things that I mentioned.
And, what were they?
Shut up. And it was amazing. Like I was a noodle afterwards, you know. I mean, just that's if you are a husband, a partner, a grandparent, whatever, if you're thinking of a present for any new mom or any pregnant lady, a massage, pregnancy massage or regular massage, pedicure, manicure, all those things, that is the perfect thing because, you know, especially pregnant women, you don't want clothes. You know, at all, because they're just maternity ugly clothes and you want out of those things. But, you know, after you've had the baby, it's like, it's such a nice thing, you know, you just totally relax and relieve all the stress and pressure. And
I remember, I have a notorious bad back. Everybody knows about it because I'm always bitching about it, but no. And we went, remember on our anniversary one year, we went to Niagara on the Lake and we went and got massages?
Yeah, what was your boyfriend's name?
Matt? Mike?
I don't remember.
I wanted to bring him home.
You wanted to bring him home?
Yeah.
He was good.
I think I started questioning my sexuality that day. Yeah, he was good, man. He was really good.
Yeah. So
you could learn a thing or two from the guy.
Oh, whatever.
Come on. Well, I want a massage.
Well, what have you done for me lately? I'm just kidding.
I gave you a baby.
He does a lot. He does a lot.
I gave you a wonderful baby.
So, yeah, there's a good tip. If you're looking for a present for any woman, it doesn't even matter if they have babies or not.
Or men.
Or men.
Don't
yeah,
be
exactly.
so sexist. Or sexy.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. Do the massage. And what happened afterwards?
Then you came up, and we had a lovely weekend at your dad's and
we
Gail's.
We did.
Yeah.
And Finnegan's.
And Finnegan's.
Yeah.
The dogs.
Yeah.
I think that's about all that's been going on.
That's it?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a busy week.
It has. It's been a crazy week. Work's been crazy. It's, the wind chill today was minus 13. First day of spring.
Yeah, that's great. This is the time of the year that I become very bitter. Like, you know, in my opinion, living in Canada, if you survive January and February, March should be warm. And here it is the 20th of March, almost the end of March.
Yeah.
And for those of you that are not in Celsius, I did the wind chill today in Fahrenheit.
For those of you, you Americans.
You Americans.
It's the only people in the world that don't.
That's because we are the best.
USA, USA,
USA, USA. But that it's 8 degrees. That's what the wind chill was today. 8. And the sad thing about that was I was outside and I wasn't even that cold.
Yeah, you weren't.
I didn't even have my gloves or hat or scarf or anything. I think I'm becoming a seasoned Canadian now.
Do you think?
I think so.
You think you're ready for?
I'm just not ready to start acting like it's all okay. That's one thing that really ticks me off about Canadians, because I mean, like, every year it's brutal throughout the winter. And
this,
you know,
year hasn't been bad.
See, exactly. That's what pisses me off.
But it hasn't been bad.
That's what pisses me off, because
it's still cold.
It's freezing, and yes, it may not be as bad as other horrible, horrible winters, but
or places like.
But it's
Winnipeg.
Still not nice, and yeah, Canadians, they inevitably they'll be like, yeah, but you know, we really lucked out, or. Well, yeah, but it was a great ski season, and they always have something positive to say about it.
That's why Canadians are
You're
good-spirited.
You're not going to change your situation if you keep making light of it. If you complain and grumble enough, God will hear you.
That's
that is
the
my
plan.
Theory.
That's yeah. the whole global warming thing.
Exactly.
If we keep
you
on
Canadians
trying.
Canadians are getting left out because you're too dang nice.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, well.
Okay, I guess that's all of our ramblings for the time being.
So are we going to do another show in a week?
Yes, in a week, definitely.
Are we going to do it before prison break so there's no tears?
No tears, yeah. I got it. Oh my goodness, I have half an hour. I got to gear myself up for the stress of 24.
I know, that's the thing. It's Monday nights are like this.
Yeah.
We need to watch a daily show between just to like loosen up.
Yeah, wind down.
Wind down.
Okay,
or maybe
people...
we should just unplug the bloody TV.
Yeah.
Just not during Prison Break or 24.
Okay, I think we've plugged those shows enough, Dave.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
All right. So have a good week, and talk to you next week.
And booby dee 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 dee.
Yeah.
See you later.